Open your Bibles with me this morning to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And let's look. Now, yesterday evening was one of those services where all I did was start it. And it began to go into life and death and so forth. And that's what this book is. And we choose life. Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. The thief cometh but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. That's the dividing point of the Bible right there. Amen. So you're on one side or the other of that divide. Now, once that flow begins, then unless the Lord directs in another way, and of course I check it out with him as I did this. And so in the fourth chapter of the book of Thessalonians, and praise God, look at the sixth verse. No man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter, because that the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also have forewarned you and testified, for God hath not called us unto uncleanliness, but unto holiness. He therefore that despises not man, but God, who hath also given unto us his Holy Spirit. But as touching brotherly love, well, you see, you always come back to love. But as touching brotherly love, you need not that I write unto you, for you yourselves are taught of God to love one another. And indeed you do it toward all the brethren which are in Macedonia, but we beseech you, brethren, that you increase more and more in love, and that you study to be quiet and to do your own business, to work with your own hands as we commended you, that you may walk honestly toward them that are without, and that you may have lack of nothing. You may have lack of nothing. Well, that you may have lack of nothing. Praise God. That means spirit, soul, and body. Now, but I would not have you ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, or those that have passed on, that have departed, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. Now, sorrow not, that word sorrow is the Greek word lapeo, which is grief. Let me read it to you from the Classic Amplified. Now also we would not have you ignorant, brethren, about those who fall asleep in death, that you may not grieve for them, as the rest do who have no hope beyond the grave. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, we believe that, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we believe that.
Yes.
Glory. Oh, yes. I don't believe that. I know that. That's in my knower. And I just know that I know. Glory to God. I know Him. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. We declare to you by the Lord's own word that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall in no way proceed into His presence or have any advantage at all over those who have previously fallen asleep in Him in death. For the Lord Himself will descend from heaven with a loud cry of summons and with a shout of an archangel and with the blast of the trumpet of God, and those who have departed this life in Christ will rise first. Then we, the living ones who remain on the earth, shall simultaneously be caught up along with the resurrected dead in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so always through the eternity of the eternities we shall be with the Lord. Therefore comfort and encourage one another with these words. Grief has no place in our lives. Amen. Grief, as we talked about last night, can bring sickness and disease because grief is the companion of death. But now, I really like the way the apostle put this, that those that have fallen asleep, but then there's people come up and said, well, you know, they're in the sleep of death and they're just asleep somewhere. Don't take one scripture. Take the body of the Word of God and you know exactly what happens. To be absent. I mean, the same apostle said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, and you're not asleep when you get there. Let me show you just how easy that is. To be absent from the body. That's just how easy it is. Come on, get up. That coat is dead as a sack of rocks. Why? I'm not in it. It has no life in it. I am the life of that coat. Amen. Now, would you assist me, please? Would you pick my body up and put it in the grave? See, I can't do it. I'm gone. So he puts it in the grave and he puts it up for me because I'm coming back after it. But right now, thank you, sir. Right now, I am the life of this coat because this coat was made for me. That illustration should help. But Brother Copeland, I don't know. You probably don't know. I don't know what happened to Uncle Bobo. Okay, so you don't know. Trust God.
Yes.
You don't know what happened in that last second or two.
That's right.
There are testimonies now of that. I'm thinking about one testimony where this woman kept witnessing to her husband. She kept talking to him, and he just laughed her off. Wouldn't have anything to do with it. Just wouldn't have anything to do with it. And she just kept on. I saw it on the 700 Club. And thank God for Pat Robertson and Gordon and the 700 Club. Glory to God. Friends for a long, long time. And boy, I tell you what, he just had a heart attack that was something and just died in his pickup. Well, he stepped out of his body. And he went through some pretty rough places. But the prayers of his wife and the witnessing she had done to him, those things were inside of him. They were inside his spirit, see? And he went through, when he left his body, he went through some pretty rough places there, but God just straightened him out and gave him his choice.
Wow.
You can go back healed and finish working for me, or you can just come on. No, he said, I'd rather go back and make up for how I messed up before. Well, what if he had chosen to go on? She would have thought he died and went to hell because he never did in front of her confess that Jesus was Lord. I wanted that to get through because you're right. You don't know. But we do know that God is not only a just God, He is a very merciful God. Amen. Praise God. So grief is a killer. And I'm speaking to someone online that you've been grieving. I'm telling you, stop it right now. So in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I bind the spirit of grief. I bind the spirit of death. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I rebuke death this morning. I rebuke the spirit of death. I rebuke the spirit of fear. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Now you leave. And I plead the blood. Now, wait a minute. Now, what does that mean? I'm particularly us Holy Ghost people. I mean, we just plead the blood a lot. But, Mama did that. And Grandma did that, and I do it. Well, what did you do when you did that? That's a legal term. I plead my case. I plead my case according to the 43rd chapter of the book of Isaiah. I am he who blotteth out thy transgressions for my own sake. And I'll not remember them anymore. Now, there's some good news this morning. And that came up in front of me one day, and I said, Lord, no. You did that for my sake, not your sake. No. I mean, he snapped back at me. He said, I did it for my sake. I don't get it. And he said, do you like to remember bad things about your children? I said, no, I don't. I forgive my children. And I've taught them that, and that once you come to me with this or so forth, I don't bring it up anymore. I don't come back at you anymore. Because in this case, I do my best to be a father like the Father God. And once you confess that sin, it's gone, and don't bring it back up to Him either. That's rude. Because He said it in the first chapter of 1 John. Walk in the light as He is in the light, and His blood cleanses you from all sin. So I plead the blood. And we've overcome the spirit of grief. We've overcome the devil. We've overcome principalities and powers. We've overcome the rulers of the darkness of this world. We've overcome wicked spirits in the heavenly places. By the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. I plead the blood. What have I done? I have pled the blood of the covenants. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood and just throw the both covenants, both blood covenants, right in the devil's face. I plead the blood. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And that there's healing in that. Oh, There's healing and joy in knowing who you are in Christ Jesus, knowing what belongs to you. Healing belongs to you. Healing belongs to me. Healing belongs to the United States because the United States has a covenant with God. First words count. All Bible scholars agree that the first occurrence of a word in the Bible, then it carries that all the way throughout both covenants. Genesis 6:3, that's right at the beginning. God Himself said, I'm paraphrased, I'm not going to put up with men living so long anymore. So their normal lifespan will be 120 years. So now, as you flow down through the Bible, and you come to the book of Leviticus, and it begins to talk about foods that human beings should not eat. Well, why? Because he's setting you up to live healthy and without sickness or disease for 120 years. Now, isn't it amazing that medical science, without the Bible, has come to the conclusion that without sickness and disease, the human body should live 120 years. Well, everybody sooner or later, whether you like it or not, will catch up with the Bible. Science, a little by little, you know, finally catch up with the Bible. That book is right. And the answers of human life are in it. But it has to be spiritually discerned. It is a code book. And it's received by the spirit of man, not the mind of man. Amen. And divine healing is a spiritual thing. And it spills over into natural healing.
Glory, hallelujah.
I've given you my testimony, you know, about that pacemaker. I said, no, Lord, I'll just get this. But no, he said, receive the pacemaker by faith. So I did that. And of course, they went in there, you know, and checked and all to see if I needed some kind of a stent. No, I didn't need a stent. Praise God. Amen. But I already had obligated myself and covenanted with God to live 120 years. The covenant was in place. When you find the word glory, the first reference to glory in the Bible was finance. Just go check it out and find it. He has gotten all this glory. Amen. I'm not going to do your homework. I'll just tell you it is in the first covenant. Amen. And it had to do with a certain man and his wife. And I'm not as far as I'm going to go with you. Amen. Glory to God. So, now then, so deal with the spirit of grief. Yes. I will not tolerate that in my life. I won't tolerate it. But we do not tolerate it at EMIC. Now then, that doesn't mean that we don't minister to people, members of the church, in a time when they need you. Amen. But more than once, I've used that scripture right there. I'm thinking about one particular woman and her husband's a close friend. And he was, frankly, not old enough to die. And it was sudden. And so, and I had to fly in to be a part of his homegoing service. I don't like funerals. They're homegoing service, homegoing celebrations. Now we go and we spend a lot of time, Christians spend a lot of time, you know, getting people to heaven. And then when one of them goes, crying, bawling, squall, grieve. Now you can obviously see where that comes from. It certainly didn't come from God. So begin to think. Now control your thinking. Say this, my mind is my mind.
I think what I choose to think.
And I choose to think.
According to God's word.
I think his thoughts after him.
I
Glory to God. So begin to think life thoughts instead of grief thoughts. And a grief thought begins to come by and says, no, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. Glory to God. Just say, no, I don't. I just don't do that. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Turn there with me. Now, I, Paul, myself, beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ. Did you hear that? The meekness and gentleness of Christ, the Anointed One, who in presence am base among you, but being absent am bold toward you. But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with the confidence wherewith I think to be bold against some which think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. That's powerful. For though we walk in the flesh, though we're in this body, we do not war after the body. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. The weapons of our warfare are not human, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Now, a stronghold is not a bad thing. If that stronghold is the Word of God. Amen. So, pulling down of strongholds, look, casting down imaginations and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against your knowledge of God. Bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience of thought when your obedience is fulfilled. Do you look on things after their outward appearance? Because you don't know what's happening in the spirit. Don't look on it just from the outward appearance. Surround the situation with faith thoughts. Surround the situation with love thoughts.
I declare a year of great prosperity and blessing. I declare a year of deliverance. I declare a year of times in the Spirit. This is a year things are going to come to pass. In 2022, it all belongs to you.
Find something life-giving on KCM.org, your study center for victory. View the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcasts on demand and study along with the daily broadcast notes, or download the audio podcasts to listen on the go. Watch prior KCM events for hours with truth going in your eyes and ears wherever you are. Get real help for real life problems. Follow our guide to believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply your way to results from your couch, desk, or kitchen table. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith every day. Read interactive BVOV magazines and click to unlock more content in each issue. Get a faith boost from testimonies of real-life success from people just like you. Find information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Read archives of Kenneth Copeland's partner letter and download free books from our bonus library. Over 50 titles available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.
Hello, I'm Pastor George Pearsons. In 1 Thessalonians 4:13, God instructs His people to sorrow not. Believers have no reason to sorrow or grieve because Jesus is our hope. He's the one who's rescued us from the power of darkness, and he has redeemed us from the curse. He destroyed the power of fear and overcame death the moment he was raised from the dead. It is not his will that we live burdened with the weight of sorrow and grief. Jesus said it in John 10:10, that he came to bring us life and life more abundantly. Today, Brother Copeland taught that grief has no place in the life of the believer. If you want to learn how to break free from the weight of grief, we have a free teaching that's available to you. It's called Winning Over Grief and Sorrow by Kenneth Copeland. The Bible tells us that Jesus bore our grief and sorrow just like he did our sin, sickness, weakness, and pain. We have no business taking anything that Jesus bore for us on the cross. Grief and sorrow are tactics of the enemy to bring the spirit of death and stop the power of God from manifesting in our lives. Just like we have to stand against sin and sickness, we have to stand against the emotions of grief and sorrow. But how do we make that stand? We use the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Boldly declare that Jesus took your grief and sorrow and that he's made you free from the control of these emotions. In this message, Brother Copeland shares with us the scriptures that prove our freedom from grief and sorrow. And he also teaches us how to recognize those emotions and how to take our stand against them. So to receive your free copy of this teaching, go to kcm.org. We'll have that available for you. Now today in the United States, we remember the events that took place on September 11th, 2001. We remember and we honor those lives who were affected by that attack. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for all of the families who have been affected by this attack. And thank you that you are their hope, you are their strength, you are their courage, and Lord, you have helped them to be delivered from grief and sorrow. And we thank you and we honor you for all of those who gave their lives during that time to save those that were trapped. We give you glory for this in Jesus' name. Now, if you're dealing with feelings of grief and sorrow right now, we encourage you to call our prayer line. We have licensed, trained prayer ministers ready to pray in faith with you. They'll give you scriptures that will reinforce your victory over those feelings. Remember, we believers are not people without hope. Jesus is our hope. So remember this, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Find out more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith. Visit our website, kcm.org.